the Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Hi there, it's Doc Thompson in for Glenn Beck, and it's Black Friday, so we decided to just open up the phone lines as we've done in years past and just give people free commercials because we believe in capitalism and freedom and free markets. We believe in that entrepreneurial spirit that helped drive America. Before we get back to the phone lines, 888-727-BECK and some more businesses, got to take a moment and update some of the things happening and going-ons in the news cycle. Not a lot going on, pretty much a lot of the same stuff, but one item of note that I got to mention and stress not only how awful it is, but hopefully put some things into perspective. This morning in Egypt, a gunman broke into a mosque and shot the place up. 235 dead. Is that right, Cal?
Yeah. I don't know if it was a single gunman or if it was...
Could be multiple gunmen. Probably was multiple.
I think there was bombing as well.
Cal's family is from Egypt. He was born in Egypt. He's an American citizen. And Cal's regularly heard on my morning broadcast on the Blaze Radio Network. Give me an idea of what's going on in Egypt right now. So the president is really cracking down.
Yeah, there's a really in the Sinai in northern Egypt. Mm-hmm. There's an Islamic group that is loyal to ISIS. I forget their name exactly. I think
it's a bunch of crazy nuts.
Yeah, and they've been set up over there, and he's been running a pretty harsh campaign on them. The military's involved, and they're just rooting them out and just getting rid of them.
Good.
And I think this is probably in retaliation to that because they've been coming down pretty hard, and just kind of the military goes in and just wipes them out. So.
235. How many people were killed recently at the church?
In Texas?
Yeah.
23?
No, about 50. It was about...
48? 48 is... Martin's telling me 48.
Yeah. So, quite a few. So, this is 235. The gunmen had set up an ambush locations, opened fire on ambulances as they were transporting wounded worshipers, even. This is in a mosque. Now... Yeah. A lot of Christians are going to hear that and go, oh, they wouldn't wish bad on people. Certainly a lot of American Christians may have a certain sense of, well, it's over there. It's Muslims. They're killing each other. They're so on and so forth. These are still human beings. And although you may not identify with their religion, that's fine. You have a right to worship and should worship the way you see, you know, the way you see fit. But these are still human beings. And most of the people in the Middle East are not terrorists. They're not killing people, even if they're Muslim. You may disagree. I don't get into a whole debate about the Quran. But just to say, these are human beings who suffered similarly to the way the Christians were killed at the church in Texas recently. These are people at their most vulnerable on a holy day because Friday is...
Friday's the it's the same as, you know, Sunday for Christians. It's Friday for Muslims. It's the end of the week gathering for prayer.
So you're at your most vulnerable worshiping and people bust in and shoot the place up.
Yeah, it's a horrible, I mean, cowardly thing to do.
Horrible.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.